Hello, my name is Jonah Free, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. If you're familiar with modern fantasy stories, you've probably heard of an adventuring party that won't just open the doors, or loot treasure chests, or touch anything suspiciously good because they are afraid of being ambushed. They are afraid of the thing that looks good might actually be a mimic. Now, mimics are monsters that like to eat adventurers. They're really strong, but not so very fast, so they shape-shift their bodies to look like something that adventurers would like to have. They might look like a treasure chest, or a powerful weapon, or a door to the next level, or even an ordinary chair. Then they can lie in wait for a long time. And then, when somebody gets too close, munch. Their mimic lunch. The mimic speaks to a fear that most of us have. When something good comes into our lives, we are not happy but afraid. We are afraid it's fake. We're afraid it's going to lure us in, then hurt us. Most of all, I think we're afraid that deep down, we're unworthy of true treasure. That any really good thing that comes into our lives has to be too good to be true. Well, I'm here today to encourage you that we've already been offered the ultimate treasure. That is salvation from sin and eternal life with God. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And now God has made the world and everything in it, but not everything that looks good in our life is from God. Just ask Adam and Eve about that forbidden fruit. But everything we do get directly from God is supremely good. In James 1:17, he encouraged the church to say, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." And we're also encouraged in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. "Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So if we're unsure whether a gift in our lives is from God, we can ask him. That's why God has given believers in Jesus Christ his Holy Spirit, his Word, as well as other believers. And what's more, God has also promised to give true wisdom to those who ask him. So on this day, I encourage you to move from unbelief and fear to thanksgiving for God's blessings in your life. Give God thanks and give the credit where it's due. Everything from God is for his own glory. And what's more, he loves his children and wants to give good gifts to them. Not because we're so great, but because he is generous and slow to anger, abounding in love and kindness and truth. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Jonah Free with the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you.